Chapter 50. They wanted to hold me back. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Philippians 1 verse 28. Lazy and dangerous. Do you have more questions about the beginning of my journey? Mr. Valiant for Truth asked Mr. Greatheart. Mr. Greatheart nodded. He indeed wanted to know more. Did your parents agree that you wanted to become a pilgrim? Mr. Valiant for Truth shook his head. Oh no, they tried everything to hold me back. But why did they think the journey would be wrong? They said it would be a lazy life. You just do not want to work. Otherwise, you would not play traveler, they said. Oh? And what else did they say? Well, they said that it was a dangerous way, the most dangerous one in the entire world. Did they also tell you why? Oh, yes. They mentioned very many things, even the smallest details. Can you mention some of them? They told me about the Slough of Despond, in which Christian almost choked. They also talked about archers who were standing ready on Beelzebub's castle. They would shoot everyone who knocks at that gate. They also told me of the woods and the dark mountains, of hill difficulty, of the lions, and of the three giants, Grim, Maul, and Slaygood. They especially wanted to make me afraid of a foul enemy in the Valley of Humiliation. They said that that enemy made the whole area unsafe, and that he had almost killed Christian. And, they said, you must also travel through the Valley of the Shadow of Death, where strange beings live. It is an awful valley, where the light is dark. The way is full of snares, pits, traps, and jinns. They told me also of Giant Despair, of Doubting Castle, and of the dangers you would meet there. They also said that I had to cross the Enchanted Ground. Do you realize how dangerous it is there? They asked. And after this all, you will find a river over which there is no bridge, and that river flows between you and the celestial country. Scare tactics. Was that everything your parents told you, Mr. Greatheart wanted to know? Mr. Valiant for Truth shook his head. They also said that this way is full of deceivers. Many people lie in wait to lead others astray. Oh, Mr. Greatheart said. Did they also tell which people? Yes, they told me of Mr. Worldly Wise Man, who lies in wait to bring me in the wrong way, and of Formalist and Hypocrisy, who roam about there all the time. They mentioned By-Ends and Talkative. I also had to count on Flatterer catching me in his net at some time. And, they said, you think that you are traveling to heaven, but when you will arrive at the gate, you will be sent back just like ignorance. Then they will bring you to the hole on the side of the hill, and from there you will go on the byway to hell. Well, well, Mr. Greatheart said, when you heard this, you would not dare to begin this journey. Did they stop their scare tactics after this? No, no, wait a minute. They also said that many more people had begun this journey. Some had even come very far. They had heard that something glorious was to be found at the end of the way. They all hoped to find that. But they came back and called themselves names. What a fool I am! Who would ever set a foot out of the door to travel this way? Everyone is laughing at me. Did they also know the names of those travelers? Yes, they mentioned Obstinate and Pliable, Mistrust and Timorous, Turn Away and the Old Atheist, or Someone Who Believes God Does Not Exist. They knew many more of them, too many to mention. Some of them, they said, had gone very far to see if they could find something. And what did they gain from it? Nothing, not even something that was lighter than a feather. Lies. Surprised, Mr. Greatheart looked at his new friend. Did they say all this to hold you back? Yes, and even more. Tell me. Well, they told me about a traveler called Mr. Fearing. That man was so lonely in the way that he never had one happy hour. And Mr. Despondency was also such a traveler, they knew. He almost starved on the way. And oh, yes, I almost forgot. They also told something about Christian himself. There always had been so many stories about that man. But my parents truly knew what happened to him. Christian was a very reckless person who did everything to receive the crown, they said. But he was never successful. He could not go a foot further than the Black River, and there he drowned. The people knew this, but they never told it. They just made up a nice story about him. Oh, was that what they said? Yes, it was. Did you still have a desire and courage to begin this journey, or was that gone? No, that was not gone. I did not count all these things important. Not important? No. Why not? Because I still believed what Mr. Tell True had said. Was that more important to you? Yes. I esteemed this above everything else. Mr. Greatheart looked at him joyfully. This was your victory, he said. Yes, it was, Mr. Valiant for Truth said. I believed, and for that reason I could bear it. By faith I came in the way, and by faith I could resist all those who resisted me. Only by believing have I come this far. Who would true valor see? Let him now come hither. One here will constant be, come wind and come weather. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a true pilgrim. Whoso beset him round with depressing stories do but themselves confound. His strength is now the more. No lion can him fright. He'll with a giant fight, but he will have a right to be a true pilgrim. Strange beings nor foul fiend can thus his spirit daunt. He knows at end of days new life shall inherit. Then fancies fly away, nor fear what men will say. He'll labor night and day to be a true pilgrim. Explanation. If the Lord begins to work in our life, others will notice it. They will see that you cannot do many things anymore which you did before. Of course, you will keep doing your work, and you must, but you will also seek time for the Lord and his service. What you have sorrow about, many others do not have sorrow about. When they are happy, you cannot be happy. And when there is gladness in your heart, they do not understand you. Many people think it is too bad you have become like that. Sometimes it can also be people in your own home. There are even children who want to serve the Lord while their parents are against it. How often does it not happen that there are other people who try to hold us back when we want to serve God? You are lazy, they will say, when they notice that you want to spend your time in the service of the Lord. They try to make you believe that the life with the Lord is only difficult and grievous. You are actually too young to think of these things. Try to forget about it, they will say. In this manner, they will attempt to keep you from the way. Mr. Valiant for Truth knew all too well that it was true what Mr. Telltrue had said. He did not let himself be persuaded to leave the way. That was because of the faith which the Lord had worked in his heart.